This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 378, recorded Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Good at that, man. What do you play? That's a new instrument, right?
No, that's my same traditional kazoo.
Sounds different.
I played it with more gusto.
You did excellent.
I still haven't mastered the Irish whistle.
It's all right.
So how was your week, Jerry?
Excellent.
Well, we had a bit of a technical glitch last week. I told you that there was a problem with the last few moments of the recording.
Yes.
There was a problem with the last few minutes of the recording. Apparently, for some reason, the temporary drive that was storing things was set to the wrong partition.
And that the wrong partition was a little too small?
It's the one that stores files, not data.
But data is just...
Program files. Anyway, things happened, fixed it. Didn't realize cool. that.
No worries. I'm not worried.
What are you worried about, Trey?
Absolutely nothing.
How about new Android distribution? Does that worry you?
Well, you know, one would hope. How long has it been out now? About 4 or 5 months now. 2 months? Been out longer than 2 months.
We could look this up.
But Oreo is up to 0.7% of total devices. And
August 21st.
Okay, so we're looking at about 5 months.
Boy, how time flies.
And it's just not making very much penetration.
I'm sorry. They should have named it something else. Maybe an
no.
Maybe a
Oreo
healthier
was
food.
The correct name.
How about orange?
Not orange.
Ovaltine?
No.
Okra?
No. Oreo?
Yes. We know that.
That's the correct answer.
You say so?
I do say so.
Yes, you just did. I heard you. You said so.
I did.
I agree.
So, it appears nougat's actually growing because nougat is up to 26.3% from 23.3%, and that gained some from marshmallow and lollipop. But it would appear that Oreo is just not the popular, it's just not getting out there, which makes me sad because I like Oreos.
I had to give them up.
I'm sorry.
Things happen. What I do for diet.
I understand.
Anyway, Google Assistant is coming to new places.
Like headphones?
Well, also they're putting together a bunch of other things. But basically, they're adding it to Android Auto, for example. So right
That's
now
cool.
they have Google Voice Search, but they don't have the Assistant. So I'll be able to go to my car and say, hey.
Booble.
Yeah, that. And my car will respond.
Nice.
I'm hoping by next week. And Lenovo and Google have created their own version of the Echo Show.
The who?
Basically, the Echo Show is the Amazon device that has a video screen. So they were showing off at CES a Google version, which is basically Google Assistant on a little video screen.
Right. Wow. That's kind of cool.
Are you going to get one?
You know, I might or I might not. I haven't decided whether I want an Amazon Home or a Google Home yet.
There's no such thing as an Amazon Home.
A home run by Amazon or a home run by Google.
Oh, just hedge your bets. Get both.
I don't know.
Anyway, Android apps on Chrome OS will soon be able to read files from USB drives. That's good.
Wow. I'm surprised they weren't already. Maybe it's part of the sandbox that goes with Chrome.
Well, yeah, and remember, they're sort of emulating to do the Android apps. They have it pretty isolated from everything else, so I guess they finally fixed it.
Cool.
Android Pay and Google Wallet have merged into Google Pay.
Google Pay.
So first it was Google Wallet, then it was Android Pay, now it's Google Pay. That seems confusing. Are you confused?
Nope, not at all.
There are some new products powered by Android Things.
Android who's?
Android Things.
Things?
Yeah, that's the Android IoT platform. So those are things like basically the LG Think WK7 and the iHome IGV1 smart displays, like the one from Lenovo that was mentioned, smart speakers, all sorts of other things. So this is basically the equivalent of sort of an embedded version of Android.
So when you say Android Things, you mean an Android version of the Internet of Things.
It is an Android version designed for Internet of Things devices.
And they called it Android Things.
Yeah.
Wow, that's creative.
Nobody asked Google to be creative.
Anyway, I like it. I think it's cool.
Let's see what else we have here. Google Assistant has gotten a web directory for all possible integrations and services. So if you want to see all of the possible integrations and services, you can go and visit the Google Assistant directory at assistant.google.com/explorer. Oh, excuse me, Explorer.
And the list is long.
Yep. I can talk to white noise. I can talk to healing sounds. I can ask what my Quidditch position is. I can talk to the American President's Quiz. I can ask when is sunset in Moscow, and so on and so forth.
It's kind of amazing. You can ask all the things.
Well, if you want to have a conversation for information purposes, Google is probably the better of the two. If you, in terms of integrations, Amazon is currently winning in that area.
Well, creating an Amazon skill is fairly easy.
Well, what skill do you want to create for your Echo?
It was done for a job.
Okay, I thought you might want to create one for your own personal.
Maybe.
You know, you can go and
Hard to do.
You can go to your Echo and say, "Hey Echo, ask Jerry Jones skill something."
Yes, and with Amazon and their Lambda system, you don't even have to have a server up.
Oh, I always have a server up.
Yep.
Let's see. The WPA3 protocol, which supersedes the WPA2 protocol, which is the protocol used for Wi-Fi passwords, has been announced.
Which is good. Okay, so WEP is bad. WPA2 is under pressure.
There was an exploit that has now been adjusted, was found. But I think it's time for a new...
Yep, so WPA3 is on the way. And unfortunately, it looks like you're not going to be able to just upgrade your phone. It's going to require whole new devices.
Well, again, you start building it into new devices, and then eventually you'll get rid of old devices.
Kind
of
like happened with AC, right?
Eventually. That doesn't mean that things with G still won't work.
Right.
Let's see. In some non-Android-related news, some people died. I was very sad about this. Jerry Van Dyke is dead. Have you heard of him? Sometimes you haven't heard of the people I flagged in here.
No.
Have you ever heard of Dick Van Dyke?
Yes.
His brother.
Oh.
Jerry was best known for his supporting role on Coach. Also, John Young passed away.
Astronaut.
Yes. Who flew four different spacecraft. 42 years as an astronaut. First flight of a Gemini spacecraft. Commanded a Gemini mission. Flew two Apollo missions to the moon. And commanded the first and ninth flights of the space shuttle. Spent 71 hours on the surface of the moon during Apollo 16.
So, up until last Friday, there were 6 people on the planet alive who had walked on the moon, and now there are 5.
Yes, but he was also, other than just being one of the 6 people, he was also fairly impressive.
Now, normally, a lot of the somebody died stories that you bring up, I don't really care about. John Young was, this one makes me sad.
They all make me sad. People dying is sad. But some of them more so than others. So how about some happy news? Cassette tape sales had the best year since 2012.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Guardians of the Galaxy and Stranger Things, apparently. A lot of retro 80s style resurgence.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And in a more confusing turn for the landscape, Roku has decided that they need their own assistant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. I just bought a Roku.
You didn't have one before, or you just upgraded?
I did not have one.
Oh, okay.
I was using the Xbox for living room access to YouTube, Netflix, and Plex.
I have a Roku TV.
I bought my wife. Well, the Xbox was becoming too much of a pain to access those things. It needed updates. It needed access to the internet, or it couldn't get access to the internet, or it could get access to the internet, but it couldn't sign me in to Xbox Live or whatever. So I scrapped it and got a Roku. And now my wife's extremely happy. Because she can press a button on the remote and it will open Netflix, open YouTube, or it will open... She doesn't have to deal with any menus. It just all just works.
Well, you know that old expression.
Are so many.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That was the one I was suggesting.
Cool. That's a good one.
So that brings us to the end of what I had on the agenda for today.
Wow. Well, that was quick.
Really? We've been here for nearly 15 minutes.
Okay.
You get the impression that maybe the Android field is stabilizing to the point at which we need to address this on the show?
Like branch out or what?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Do you want to start covering iPhone?
No. I don't think I know anything about iPhone.
Home automation technologies?
I am always willing to talk about home automation technologies.
Cool.
Home automation happens to be one of the many things that I talk about all the time.
Maybe I tell you what, why don't we start branching out into home automation technologies? Because that's an area that is going to be increasingly relevant to me because my wife and I are
home automating.
Well, we're starting to build a house. And when you build a house, you can build in a whole lot of wiring.
Get your Cat 6 out.
Right? Cat 6 everywhere.
Yeah, and you want dual pulls into every room.
I do.
Yeah, why not?
Why? I don't know. Why?
You should have at least two runs into every room. Because you can run...
The same outlet?
Yeah, well, remember, you can run other things over that by using basically a Belen. So you could run other types of cabling over network cable, so it's very versatile.
Like I could have a normal art network, and I could use the other plug that's right beside it for something like telephone.
Yeah, or HDMI or something else that you run over the wire.
You can run HDMI over Cat 6? No.
Well, let's see.
Really? I don't think so. Because Cat 6 is relatively cheap.
Let's see here. Cable Matters HDMI extender over single Cat 6 Ethernet cable up to 300 feet, including twin pack of 6-foot HDMI Cable Matters $89.99. I just pulled up Amazon. Oh, here's one. $34.98 for a HDMI extender premium over 196 feet for HDTV, etc. Supports 1080p, $34.98 for a two-pack. Only 196.
Okay.
You can do a lot of things over an Ethernet.
Cool. All right. Dual pulls it is.
Yep. And it future-proofs it a lot. Also, you want everything to terminate in a nice wiring junction box somewhere that has a lot of flexibility.
Yes.
You're going to go for a patch panel? Patch panels on it.
Yes, it'll look like a medicine cabinet, but with a whole bunch of RJ45 holes in it.
Yep, get it done right.
Yep. But anyway, so that'll be something that, I mean...
you have an attic planned?
Not a large one.
Yeah, but you should run wiring into there too, because you never know when you might want to have something at the top. For example, let's say you want to add an antenna. So if you have an antenna there, what you can do is you can have the antenna running down into an attic crawl space with power and Ethernet, and then send your signal the rest of the way over Ethernet. For example, with a nice HD home run. Let's say you decide to experiment with different types of antennas. Let's say that you want, let's say what I was recently building, an ADS-B receiver, have that up there. Or a weather station. Weather stations are fun.
Because we are going to put speakers in the ceilings throughout the building, but I'm not sure how to adequately control them. Like I say, there will be stuff for us to talk about if we want to branch out into home automation, which I think would be cool. Let's do that.
I'd enjoy it. Let's talk about something next week.
All right.
Maybe I'll talk about some of the crazy things I've done here. You've heard a little of them, but I don't think I've gotten any out of detail. Maybe I'll draw a diagram.
Ooh, a diagram.
Well, in the meantime, next week I'm going for a day to Florida, and then I'll be back.
Okay.
Yep. It's a melancholy
game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was supposed to go for a wedding. It got called off. Still going. It's cold here. It's warm there.
Well, ticket was okay, non-refundable. Now, let's be clear. A wedding getting called off is not a sad event.
It is for me. I bought my ticket and I can't get my money back.
Well, I'm
for
happy. For the two people involved, it's not a sad event. Because it is always better to change your mind on the way to the altar than on the way from the altar.
I will agree with that. I'm saying it is sad for me because I made all of these plans and now they have fallen through. And there is no longer a happy occasion occurring.
Turn it into a an exploration visit.
Well, I'm going to go try to cheer up my...
There you go.
We always like seeing... Anyway, shall we adjourn until next week where we will talk about home automation stuff?
Home automation and Android. I'm looking forward to it. That's exciting. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I want to talk about Zanzito.
Zen who?
Zanzito.
Zanzito.
Yes. It's an app. I just started experimenting.
Cool.
So you have something to learn about for next week.
Excellent. How do you spell that?
Like it sounds. Zanzito. Zanzito.
Oh, Zanzito.
Yeah.
I thought that was a D.
Nope. It's cold season here. I miss.
Ah, cool.
Well, until next week.
So, see you next week. Talk to y'all next week. Thanks for listening. And next week, we'll have a whole new subject.
Yes. We can be ha buffet.
That sounds like it would be a joke. Ha!
Yeah.
And especially if you make it home automation and Android buffet, then it's, you know, HAAA, which is really ha.
Well, no, you just put the A in front of it. Android and home automation buffet, so it's aha.
Aha, but I like it.
We just put an A in front of everything. It works out nice. Anyway, until then.
Until then. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.